This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the music of Gabriela Montero. Montero is a 36-year-old Venezuelan-born classical pianist. She trained at the Royal Academy of Music in London, and this year she made her debut with the New York Philharmonic, playing Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. All that would be enough, but Gabriela Montero has another gift that's on display on her new CD, Bach and Beyond. The CD is subtitled Improvisations on Themes by J.S. Bach.
I was always an improviser since I was a child. It was the most natural way for me to express myself with music. But it's only in the last 5 years that I've really come out in public and started to do it.
But you were doing this as a little kid when you were first playing the piano.
Yeah, it was like playing games, and it was absolutely the most normal thing.
Now, give me an example. Show me what you were doing when you were little.
Oh my God, I used to do a lot of improvisations in D minor and A minor because there's a lot of cassette tapes of this time. My mother taped over 200 tapes, and there were a lot of Bach sounding like. Of course, I was very little. I was maybe 5 or 6. But it was interesting that, you know, they were always in D minor. And they're rarely modulated to anything else. They were very serious. Sometimes they were in A minor as well, no?
Mm-hmm.
But very long, 20, 25-minute long improvisations.
And where was this coming from? Where was the idea for the music that you were improvising coming from?
Where it comes from even now. It just... another place, I can't describe what it is. It's definitely not a place where thought is part of it. You know, it has a logic to it, but I'm not conscious of it. It's something that just happens.
Well, your new recording is the music of and music inspired by Bach.
Yes.
Why don't you give us an example?
It's improvisations on the Bach themes, 12 Bach themes, very well loved.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo.
Thank you.
And you say that your mother has tape cassettes of you going on like this, improvising as a child at the piano.
Oh, yes, from the time I was 18 months old.
18 months old?
Yeah. I was not a very normal child. Yeah.
What were you playing when you were 18 months old?
I was starting to play the themes of songs that she sang to me at night to put me to sleep. And then by the time I was 2, 3... Then you could really hear the improvisation coming out.
Were your parents musicians?
No, nobody in my family is musical.
But somebody decided you would play the piano, obviously.
Well, what happened was that my grandmother insisted that I get a 2-octave toy piano for my first Christmas when I was 7 months old. So they put this piano in my crib, and it became my favorite toy. And because my mom sang to me every night, like most South American mothers, I started to pick out the melodies and play them. So at first my parents were stunned, and then they just they started to tell everybody in the neighborhood. Nobody believed them. They thought they'd gone mad. And finally, when I was 3 years old and I got my first real piano, it was an upright piano, that's when I performed for the first time in front of everybody.
Do you remember any of those lullabies, any of the tunes that your mother sang to you when you were a baby in Caracas?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. course, that's a little bit more jazzy than the original.
And you picked that out on your little two-octave piano in the crib?
Without the chords, yes. But the melody was there. My hand didn't have the size it has now, you know.
Can you play us a piece straight, no improv?
I'll play maybe some Chopin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I assume you learned to play that when you were, what, 5, 6?
It's like 7.
More like 7. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one is tempted upon hearing that to say there's something, whatever we want to call it, innate, genetic, God-given. There's something, there's a gift there.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
I think it comes from another place, and somehow I can tap into that when I improvise. And I think the fact that I was born with such a, you know, distinct ability and as a prodigy, somehow you're faced with people being different with you, and you're never quite like everybody else, you know, when you're 5 and you're performing. Somehow it's very strange, even if your parents are not the stage parents, you know. Somehow there's this pressure, and there's your own pressure, you know, the expectations. And for many, many years, I didn't find any sense in being a musician, a pianist. And I think it has to do with the fact that when you haven't found your own reason for doing something, you tend to do it because everybody else wants you to do it, and then it has no meaning. And that's more or less what I went through for many, many years, until somehow it all began to make sense.
So the Chopin piece that you played for us, when you were 7 years old, you might have been able to master that with your ear and mechanically, but you hadn't yet experienced the feelings, the experiences of life that you could now bring into that piece almost 30 years later.
No, of course. I mean, life plays a very big role, but you have to live life. I mean, you can't shy away from it. You can't be stuck in a practice room, you know, hours and hours. And what are you going to say then? I mean, if you haven't lived through, you know, major changes and even crisis and, you know, joys and disappointments, you don't have a story to tell. So I think I took that very seriously, and I traveled, you know, I did a lot of things, and even ventured into part-time, you know, other professions just to see what it felt like.
Perhaps you could play one more of the pieces from the Bach and Beyond album.
Actually, I would like to suggest something
you
different.
You can do whatever you want to do. Actually.
I would like you,
yes,
whom I know loves music so much, to give me a theme so I can improvise on it. I'd like you to sing it to me, actually.
Well, if I could sing, it would be a lot easier, but I'm tone deaf. I really can barely sing. I can give you this tune, which our listeners are very familiar with.
Yes.
I'll try to whistle.
Okay. Right. So that's the theme.
Gabriela Montero, thank you very much for talking and for playing for us.
Thank you very much.
Gabriela Montero's new CD is called Bach and Beyond. You can hear entire selections recorded live in our performance studio at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.